Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the DGS on its 20-year anniversary. Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, Dave. I can still remember when my rep for Emmis, way back in the day, came to me and said, there's a new station opening up on 97.1, and we've got this talk show and this talk show, and that's all the rates here. And in the afternoon, there's some guy named Dave Glover. And I'd never heard of it, but I went ahead and gave it a try. And that first week, I listened to the show, and I was hooked. And I've been a sponsor ever since. Never let me down, man. Listen, the last 8 years, when I've been able to be part of the Sweet 16, and I've been blessed and honored to call you a friend also. Congratulations on 20 years, and hopefully you'll let me be part of the next 20 also too, because I would love to do it. Thanks a million, man, and good luck.
Happy anniversary, Mr. Glover. Happy anniversary to you. From Kelly Wilde and everybody in Trixie Delight. We get it.
I get it.
That was hysterical.
Around 20 years ago, just after David Glover hit the air at 97.1 FM, the then vice president of programming for the Emmis Communications clusters of stations, Rick Bayless, was heard to say, "Who the hell hired Glover? I almost jammed a ballpoint pen into my thigh to distract me from the pain of listening to this guy. Jeez. He won't make it a month." At the beginning of 2020, Bayless said, "There is no way Glover is going to make it on air for 21 years. The DGS is a waste of airtime. Who the hell hired this guy?" "Dave, it's Rick Bayless." "So, you still have your job, and I'm selling lemonade to passersby. Happy anniversary."
That's awesome. That's so great.
That is one of the greatest DGS stories ever told, is that Rick Bayless called John Beck and said, "It's so bad.
Well, here's,
John,
here's what happened.
Do? It's so
John
bad.
Was in the Space Needle.
Yeah.
And Rick Bayless called, and he just kept moaning. And John thought, like, one of his daughters had been hit by a car. And he's like, "Rick, what is wrong? Rick, settle down. I need you to say words." He's like, "It's Glover. He's just so bad. It's so much worse than I thought it could be. And he's a lawyer. And if we fire him, he'll sue us. I don't know what to do because it's embarrassing."
That is so great.
That is great?
So funny.
What's great is John Beck said, "Okay, well, we're keeping him on."
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yep.
Wow.
Let's get a couple phone calls here. Matt, thank you so much for holding on so long. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
"Hey, Dave, I get it."
Thank you, pal.
"Hey, man, I found you in your second year, you and Tom. And at the time, I was listening to, like, Jamie, Glenn, and Dana. And by the time you came on, I was ready to open my wrists, and you saved me." "And then I ran into you at the Quick Trip in St. Charles last year. Finally got to meet you, and I got to say, you could have not been more gracious. I have met other St. Louis personalities, and they generally just wave and try to get away from you as quickly as possible. We went outside. You turned towards me. You engaged me. We spoke. You took the time. You were in no hurry to run, which is funny because I'm a big, ugly dude. And so I really appreciate you being on here. I've loved every minute of it. good luck. I hope you have another 20.
Thank you, pal. That is very nice. I remember Matt. We French kissed. hello, Barb. Welcome to the show.
Hi, babe. Congratulations.
Thank you, hon.
Yeah. I get it. This is so weird. I've been following you for 20 years. I get a lot because I'm also 56 and have a 93-year-old mother. So I get a lot of the things you talk about.
Man, I hope it's not the same lady.
That'd
be awkward.
One of my favorite memories was when you guys were on the air and notified of when Ben Ownsby and Sean Hornbeck were found.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. You were astounded. I guess that was Tom back then. I don't remember. But I was driving home from work. I'm a retired critical care pediatric nurse. It wasn't that episode. When I first found you, I was so tired driving home. And I don't usually listen to the radio at that time. And I had just too many kids die that day. And it gave me a good laugh.
It's very nice. Very nice. Thank you so much. Yeah, as thank yous go, having Rick there, Rick Bayless and John Beck and Joe Rush, who was the poobah back then, and Jeff Allen, who was my boss for 18 years and really, put 97.1 together. Just, what can I say? Just hit the lottery. Chance of a lifetime. Steve in D.C., mm-hmm. The whole thing, too, I'll tell this story briefly. So Maureen was my sales rep. And when I first met her, I had $5,000 to my name, which she didn't know. And she said it will be $5,000 per month to do advertising on Steve in D.C. And I said, okay, what the F? And I literally gave all the money I had in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And so the first 3 months or so went okay, and I made the money back. I reinvested it. I just kept doing that for about 2-3 years. And she worked so hard for me, getting me on the show, the way we have people on our show. And she would, because we were dating by then, and she would go to Steve and say, like, yeah, get Glover on. He's so funny and this and that, and they would. So probably 1st of October-ish, they were putting 97.1 on the air. They had no one. They had no money to pay any talent. And I was going to pick Maureen up for lunch and walked by the room with Steve DC, Jeff, Rick Bayless, John Beck, and Patty McMahon trying to figure out who the hell they could put on. Mm-hmm. I walked by a room. Steve Shannon came out and said, do you want to do a radio show?
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, yes. And he said, could you do it for free? Patty McMahon walks out and says, no, he owes $10,000 and he's not even making payments, which was true. Then John Beck walks out, like a Frasier episode, and says, how about this? Every day that Glover stays on the air, we take $100 off of his bill.
Yep.
And we don't pay him a dime. And I'm like, fine. And so I was the first indentured servant in radio. And that went on for about 6 months. And we got a little bit of a pulse. I got an offer from KTRS. And I went to him and said, I hate being a lawyer. I like doing this. If you'll wipe out my debt and pay me $100 a day, I will leave the practice of law and I will do this full time. And they said yes. And it took me about 2 years to go number one. And then I just shoved it right up their ass for the next 18 years. So
this is bar none the most incredible radio story I've ever heard or experienced or seen. I mean, it is unreal.
It's the most unique.
Yes.
It's the most incredible story. Like, you couldn't write a script.
No.
You really couldn't. You really can't
there
write.
There is no way. It wouldn't be believable.
I remember clearly 10 years ago today, it was a Saturday, October 16th. And we were at Queenie Park.
Yeah.
And we were doing your 10th anniversary party. And I was promotions director and obviously part of the show and kind of the impromptu MC. And I was introducing each and every cast member, past and present, back then, 10
mm-hmm,
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing everybody up on stage and getting a chance to tell stories and talk about this great run at 10 years. And now you've doubled that. It's just, I can't, It truly is the most unique, crazy, awesome story that you could ever tell.
And there's 1,000 ways it shouldn't have worked, and 1,000 times it almost didn't. And just like walking through a minefield, somehow it just kept going.
Just a reminder to people, they can watch a live stream of today's show on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page.
Yep.
So
thank you for the cake, Rich.
Just in case you weren't already watching. You're welcome. It's from Schnucks.
It's very good.
It's they awesome.
Always have amazing cakes.
I look good on a cake. They should just sell that cake.
Cool cake. We took a picture of it before we tore it apart. So
excuse me, madam. Would you like this cake particularly?
You have one with butterflies, one with balloons, one with this guy, middle-aged bald guy.
Okay, so does that 10th anniversary show at Queenie Park feel like 10 years ago? Does it feel like 100 years ago? Does it feel like a year ago?
Hey!
Speaking of 10 years.
I was hoping.
Speaking of feeling old.
Thank you. All right, first question.
Yes.
Who do I talk to about covering my parking?
Does that cover that? I'm worried about that.
I'm out in the friggin' street. You can't get into the building anymore.
No. Well, others
Thank
can.
Thank you, Rachel, for
others
that.
Can.
I told you to send us a text.
I've been here since noon, driving around in circles. Thank you very much.
Hey, dude. What's
Hi,
happening?
Hi, Mark.
No, good to see you all.
Good to see you, pal.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
What's your gift?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Man, I just love those to death.
You always do too much.
Yeah.
Intimums, glazed pop-ems.
Those are
donut
delicious.
They're donut,
perfect.
Donut, yeah. Donut holes. Get it? Donut
yeah.
holes.
Get it? Yep. I love them. I could eat a million of those for the match. So, yeah.
Hey, they're not even expired.
No. Oh, wait a minute. I got the day old
you
store
want them back?
Supposed to be. Yeah, really. I'll come back next year.
You just dig those out of the
I'm so glad Andrew got those ready for you.
Back of the pantry. Just find out what's in there. And
Fern bought them like late last year.
Yeah,
in the
I get
pandemic.
It.
I almost got, dried rigatoni.
So, yes. So congrats, man.
Thank you. Thank you, pal.
I got to be honest with you. I mean,
you wouldn't have put your money on it?
Yeah. Be brutally honest. 20 years is pretty, that's pretty awesome.
Pretty great.
I would think at one station, the only is Johnny Hewlett, who's been there 44 years because no one's ever offered him another job.
Right.
So he's got nowhere to go.
Thank
right.
Thank you very much.
Rich. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
I gave this to
this whole time, he's just struggling.
Did someone do this for you at KC?
With his headphones.
I don't know. Well,
like he's never put on.
Do they have people for this?
Headphones.
Well, yeah. The pig comes in and opens up my headphones.
Tommy Mandarin put your headphones on you every day.
I wasn't going to lift a finger.
No, thank you. Some things have never changed. Not have changed one bit. But yeah, God, 20 years, you would have never guessed it.
No.
To be honest, they came to you and said, we're starting the station, we want you on the air, what, end of the week?
I miss you pointing at me and saying, be honest.
Be honest!
Well, that long, crackly finger.
Because you lie.
Be honest!
Fred, tell us the truth.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
No way. Yeah. You told the story of the turning point, St. Louis University?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's
I
a great
not.
Story.
Just, yeah. Jeff, I got wind that Jeff Allen was going to fire me after about 6 months, which was about 5 months longer than I expected. And we were doing a show at St. Louis University Spring Fest and Big Carnival for the Kids featuring Dave Glover that no one's ever heard of. And they put us literally a mile away from Spring Fest. We're in an empty quad.
That sounds right.
And I'm panicking. And I remember saying to Tom, you've got to get me out of this. And Tom said, Glovey, there's nothing we can do. Let's just go do this. So I'm going to get fired anyway. It's Friday. And I start doing this sort of Letterman-esque thing where I'm like, yeah, we're not so much there as we are here. And I started interviewing people as they walked by and just being funny. And I didn't do a single call-in. I didn't do a single legal analysis. I just did what I do now because it was my last show and I knew it. And the phone call came in from Jeff. And I really, truly expected him to say, it's been great. Thank you. And he said, the show you did today, can you do that again? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And he said, I think that's the direction the show should take.
Mark.
And that
classic,
was it.
Classic.
Oh, my God.
Is that my phone?
Oh.
Yeah, it's your phone.
That's Fern calling to ask if he's still in the bathroom.
No. Actually, it's one of my clients wants it off. I can do a live. Can I get 60 here real quick?
Doesn't know how to turn it off.
I don't know how to turn it off. There's a I got a flashlight on this? Do you know you can get flashlights?
No,
on phones?
I didn't know
it's
that.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
When I get up 8 times to go pee in the middle of the night, I can see where I'm
going. It helps
going,
you find it?
Absolutely. I just sleep. I drug the mattress into the bathroom and I just sleep there. It's sad. But that's a great story. And then the other one is where I love this. Where
yeah,
Bayless,
that's cool. I'm so glad that, you didn't
get fired. That's a great
story. That's a great story. Got another one?
Where Bayless called.
Yeah.
Yeah, from out of town, and yep. just was like, just going, what are you doing?
Weren't listening on your way here, eh?
No. Are you guys still on? I didn't realize.
You can tell us what Franco Penny was doing, though.
I kept going right from Camo X, and I couldn't pick you up. I don't know what's going on. I kept going, and you weren't there. So
I swear he was on the AM dial.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
So how long, when did you come on the show full time? 10? 2010?
Yeah, I guess it was almost 10 years. I was doing that incredible sports talk show.
I couldn't believe we lured you away.
It was tough. 1380. We'd cover good two, three blocks.
You know, there's always times, no doubt. No doubt there have been times when people have seen me and said, oh, God, that poor son of a bitch. For whatever reason, marital, financial, what have you. And that was me sitting in a place in Soulard. Probably with Tony and Max and Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Looking out at you.
Went to lunch.
Vince.
Oh, no, it was Vic.
Vic Porcelli.
Yes, I heard this show.
And Brian McKenna.
Yes. Yep. Oh, my
set up on a sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Only McKenna knew anything about sports.
Oh.
Not one person stopped to talk to them. And I'm just like, that poor old bastard.
Yeah.
He had a run, didn't he?
But the good part is 1380 at the studios on top of the sex shop. Down on the market or down
perfect.
On the landing down there. It was very, you'd walk by like.
Is that how you got paid?
Some for the wife, yeah. First got such a collection at home. It's unbelievable. I haven't been home in years. But yeah, 1380 McKenna calls. He goes, yeah, I want you to do a sports show. And I'm like, why not ballet? I know more about them than I do sports.
Oh, man.
And I just did it, but I got my spots cleared. Guys were advertising
and
on the station.
This is a true story. I'm a little embarrassed about it, but. We lost Sanborn, I think. He went somewhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe we really lost him. He used to just sneak into cupboards and come out a couple months later.
Where is he?
And Jeff said, you know who we could get to do traffic and news is, and he said some name. And I said, like, all founding fathers-ish, I'm going to take that guy when Mark Close is available.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave, it's your buddy, Trish Gazelle. Congratulations on 20 years. I can remember when you started the radio scene in St. Louis. I was like, who's this guy? This lawyer who thinks he can do radio. Whatever. And now 20 years later, here you are. And everybody wants to be on your show. Thanks for having me weekly. I truly enjoy it. And I love listening to you guys as well. Congrats, Dave. Love ya.
Dave Glover, Tim Convey here. Congratulations on 20 years. I don't need to tell you what an impressive feat that is. I am so grateful for you. Listen, I'm grateful as just a listener, as a fan of the show. I'm grateful that I can turn it on, check in with you guys, make me feel better about what's going on out there. I am grateful for you making me a part of the show. Not just having me on a few times, but honestly, one of the best things about my career in radio is that I've been able to genuinely be a part of the Dave Glover Show. It's something I'm grateful for and I'll never forget. And I'm grateful for the way you treat me off air as well. You've been a great friend, a mentor as I try to navigate this weird business that we're in. I'm grateful for that too. So I thank you so much. I congratulate you. I would wish you another successful 20 years, but you know, maybe you quit while you're on top. Give somebody else a shot. You know, there's me, there's Tony, there's Rachel, a ton of us. We'd love a shot, Dave. Just something to think about. Congrats, buddy. Love you. You're the best.
Today is a party 20 years in the making. It's the DGS's 20th anniversary.
And you're on.
And
you're on.
This is when you talk.
Oh, I thought I was waiting for something.
She gave me a
smile. I said, put on those headphones. Hey, and you're on. And then I also pointed.
Nothing gets by that guy, let me tell you.
I've just been waiting for packages.
20 years.
Rachel said something to Tony like, yeah, coming up next, we're going to play this thing. And I go, oh, what are you doing? And Taliban, seemingly not kidding, goes, it's none of your damn business. Don't even worry about it. And I'm like,
wow.
All right.
Turn around. Don't worry about this.
This is really amazing.
Yeah, there is something I wanted to play, but do we have Dave Murray?
Yes, we do.
Hey! Oh!
Dave, do you know who's here?
I do. And I have to say one thing first. Mark, thanks a lot. I was listening to you in the last segment. And you know, you're right. There is a flashlight on your phone?
Yes. So Dave and I basically found it about the same time. Yeah. So we just...
Yeah, you two could play Ghost in the Graveyard now.
We flash each other constantly. So
did you know you could turn off the ringer?
Yeah. What? Oh.
Impossible.
Now you can take a picture of your wiener. And...
Dave, your buddy Kelly Wilde created something for you.
Follow along.
So we'll play this real quick.
Okay.
It's great, it starts with a snort laugh, self-deprecating stories, and he says it, and he's not afraid. Tom Turbrock is constantly a giggle box. Is this a job or a play date? It'll never last 20 years. Jeff Allen holds his breath and waits, ready on the dump button. Verbal danger dangling, listener base is expanding, and so is Dave. Roxanna Boy passes bar, what's a chump plea band? Becca Pigman, Whiskey, Dr. Lynch, and Max. Gay Lincoln, Star Trek shirt, finger up a dog's butt, flowered female swimming cap, inside out. Saying Tumor Boy may not fly, the priest and the rabbi. Paranormal Tuesday, Lamp Mansion, Halloween, the pit, Sally House, and the bedroom of the exorcist. Toys for Tots, Skip Weber, and the sweet 16 of anything. Jules Boobs, it's the Dave Glover Show. As we know it, it's the Dave Glover Show, and we love it. It's the Dave Glover Show, and I get it. I get it. Chimpanzee on a Segway, Operation Food Search, Skunk Ape, Computer Goat, Bulger, Name Drop, Dave Murray, George May, Chitty Griffin, Man Crush, Battle of the Half-Wits, and Closest Corner never ever made sense. Right? Right. It's the Dave Glover Show as we know it. It's the Dave Glover Show and we love it. It's the Dave Glover Show and I get it. And I get it. What's Dave slapping? Think tank sold out. Beanie shooting Bigfoot. Tim Convy Man Crush. Nick and Phoebe are the best. Open Jeep is soaking wet. DGS on ice. Andrew, Rachel, Sue Colombo. Skinny Dave, please stop saying my gazebo. We listened on Mark Close's last day and we all cried together. It's the Dave Glover Show as we know it. It's the Dave Glover Show and we love it. It's the Dave Glover Show and I get it. It's the Dave Glover Show, and I get it, I get it. I can't do it. We'll do it live.
That was awesome.
Unbelievable.
That's so great.
Wow.
Thank you, Cal. Love you.
How amazing. Wow.
That's
how amazing
so fantastic.
Was that?
Going back even past 20 years, I met Kelly when... like 1988, and my buddies and I went to the Landing, and we saw this band called Ragdoll. Remember them, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly was 18, something like that, and she was Kelly, and just killed it. Mm. And we ended up talking that night, so we go all the way back to when I was in law school. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, she's a talent, man. She's unbelievable.
Very sweet. Thank you so much. Who else wrote a song, Mark?
Dave Glover.
Let's get a couple phone calls here. Barbara, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Oh, Dave Glover and gang, I just want to thank you so much. Congratulations on 20 years. I want to thank you. I'm literally tearing up. You've gotten me through some of my most difficult days. You've literally saved my sanity. keep doing what you're doing. This year's a perfect example of why we need the Dave Glover. You're like the happy hour I don't ever get to attend anymore. So thanks for everything, guys.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you, sweetheart. That's so nice. So nice. Now you say something nice.
Congratulations. I haven't told you congratulations yet.
You
so,
have not.
So very much.
I've been around you all day, too.
Yeah, I'm not a word.
He just yelled at you and said to mind your own
yes.
business.
I've been holding it in. I've been waiting for the right moment to tell you. I spent a third of my life doing this show and you know, being here helping you. And,
yes.
And wouldn't trade it for anything. It's been incredible.
Thank you, buddy.
Every moment of it has been an absolute joy.
Tell about the first time we met. When I told you that you had no career in your future.
Yeah, that was, yeah, you came to my college. I thought you were talking, well, there's another story with that too on the first day, but the, you came to, Rach Nice College.
Yes.
And,
Harvard.
Yes, Harvard.
Well, Harvard for dummies.
Harvard Law. I mean, it's a different thing. and you came and you were like, now I understand you all want to get into radio and I'm telling you now, you're a bunch of fools because you're not going to do it.
That sounds right.
And, you know, you don't go to school for radio. It just kind of happens, and
yeah,
you get
everyone
lucky.
Knows radio is what happens after you get your law degree.
Exactly, yes. Duh.
And then you told a bunch of funny stories, and then you were like, "All right, any questions?" And we were like, "I guess not."
Glover out.
Yeah, you were just kind of like Glover out.
And was I right?
You were not wrong. You were every word of it was exactly correct.
And now here you and Rach are. How about that?
Here we are.
That was great.
She and I looked at each other like, hope I never end up on that guy's show.
What a downer.
Really?
Wowzers.
All right, Dave Murray, it's your turn. Say something nice about Dave.
Yeah.
Go.
Come up with something.
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah.
My favorite.
You know what? We've talked about this a lot, but it has always been, and it still is, even in retirement, when I was working, it was my favorite part of the day to walk into my little radio room, which is a little smaller than a small closet, put my feet up.
Take off your shoes.
Listen to the show. Take off my shoes.
Whip it out.
Wiggle my toes. And listen for a couple of minutes and then go live with you. And it started out, I think when we started, it was about a 30-second segment that just grew and grew and grew and grew. And it calmed me down. Even in severe weather, it was just, okay, let's just take this for 10 minutes or so and have a great time. And I thank
very
you
cool.
for that.
That's very
and 20
cool.
minutes, 20 years in radio.
20 minutes. Is 20 minutes. Yeah, that's 20 a push.
Minutes. 20 minutes is typical. But 20 years is pretty
minutes.
Amazing. And just to give you an idea, about a half hour ago on my Facebook page, I just posted a picture when I was in the studio last and just said, congratulations to Dave Glover and the Dave Glover Show, 20 years, 4,000 hits in 30 minutes.
Wow.
That
wow.
shows how popular you are.
Wow.
Very nice. What I remember most, Dave, about meeting you, because it was a thing. I hadn't met Dave for 20 years.
That's right. Yeah.
And I even saw him once walking into Lester's when Nick and I were leaving, and Nick's like, it's Dave Murray. Go, and I'm like, I can't at this point. And so he finally came in the studio, and I was all excited, and the gang's all excited, and everyone's going to take a picture. And Dave walks in, I give him a big hug, and I'm waiting for, like, you're like my brother, man.
Yeah.
And he goes, wow, I thought you'd be taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Obviously it did.
It did.
Dave, is there anything we should know about the weather? I mean, I don't think we've even... is there
it's kind
any,
of a
like,
50 yeah we should 50-50 weekend coming up. Tomorrow is sunny. It's really windy tomorrow afternoon, like 40 mile per hour gusts from the south. Warm it to 72. Cold front comes through about midday on Sunday. More clouds and sun. Expect at least a few showers around Sunday afternoon. 65 at noontime, dropping into the 50s during the afternoon on Sunday.
I have to
longer term.
Go ahead, Dave.
Next week, a little more unsettled, and I think we get into a really wet weather pattern come early November.
I have to say this, Dave, you'll love this about Close. So he hasn't been in a few months, and he walks in, and he has a pretty big bandage on his arm. And I said, oh, what happened to you there? and expect him to say, like, oh, you know, I burned it, or I had this or that, or I fell down. He starts peeling it off and just grimacing with every hair it's pulling.
It hurt.
And he goes, right here, I was playing handball with a dog. And I'm like, you're playing handball? I'm like, it's finally happened. Like, someone needs to call Fern.
I have no friends. I'm now playing sports with dogs.
So you're playing handball with a dog, and the dog bit you?
Yeah, well, he was a puppy, and he accidentally scratched me. And then, as I said, and Dave Murray will attest to this, as we get older, when you bruise yourself, you're like, you know.
Yeah, you look like you landed on the beach of the Normandy
I'm
there.
I'm telling you, man, it starts turning purple and red like within 30 seconds. And you're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you
something to look forward to.
You look good, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Congrats, dude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ah, Dave Glover, 20 years in radio. Boy, I lost that bet. Anyway, just wanted to say congratulations on 20 years in radio. Here's a guy that's so smart, he quit being a lawyer to be in radio. A divorce lawyer. To be in radio. Radio, an industry where you can be fired for saying the wrong thing. Divorce happens pretty much all the time. Pretty smart, Dave. But again, congratulations. Very, very proud to have worked with you. Super happy not to work with you anymore. But again, I just want to say congratulations. And in all seriousness, I want to say Dave Glover, for the last 20 years, has proved day in and day out that there is no height requirement to be in radio. Congratulations, Dave. Love you. Miss you. Hope all you guys are doing well.
Dave Glover, it's your buddy Jeff Dill. Wishing you a very happy 20th anniversary. It's crazy to think I've known you since 2006, and we've been really good buddies ever since. You have been so incredibly kind to my family. You've known my kids since they were so young. You have literally helped me every step of the way in the restaurant business and connected me with some of the most amazing people. It is an honor to know you. It's a privilege to be your friend, and happy 20th anniversary, my friend.
Whoa, whoa, what are you doing?
What do you mean? This isn't a plug?
No, we aren't doing a plug. It's a happy anniversary message to Dave. He's been at it 20 years now. Can you believe that?
That's a long time. It makes our 6 years feel like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that we somehow crammed 1,000 years of talking into.
Happy anniversary, Dave.
Yes, happy anniversary, man, from Scott and Forrest and all of us at the Astonishing Legends podcast. You're an inspiration, brother.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dave Glover Show's 20-year anniversary special.
Super cool.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Great.
And Burton, you heard from Jeff Burton. Hey, he lost a bet, and he has to wear a suit to work every day for 30 days.
I've been seeing that on Instagram.
You see him walking down. He looks like an insurance salesman coming at you, except for his crazy hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's very funny.
That's so great.
Yep.
I had to ask. I didn't recognize his voice. I guess they've worked with him since he's been in Hubbard.
Yeah.
And
he's listening now. Hi, Jeff.
I said,
very nice.
I said to Rachel, I'm like, who is that? And then he started being a dick, and I'm like, Burton.
Yeah.
It's my
right
buddy.
Away.
It's my buddy Jeff Burton.
Doesn't take long.
No, it's very sweet. Love Jeff. Next up, not just my son, but my best friend in the world, Nick Glover. Hello, buddy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, congratulations, man. 20 years.
Thank you, pal.
Absolutely insane.
So what is your earliest memory? I know you were 5, I believe, in kindergarten. What's your earliest memory of anything associated with the show?
Sitting in the studio while you're doing the show, being really bored.
Like Mark for 10 years.
Welcome to the club.
Nick, do you remember recording those famous sound bits that we played for so long of you calling your dad an idiot and the whole thing? Do you remember recording that at all? Do you have any memory of that?
I like to think I do, but I've heard him so many times, I think it's just a false memory, so it's probably not.
Nick went out to a little restaurant with me to do, we did a live show, and then we stayed after and we signed autographs, and again, he was five, and he just sat down, started signing autographs, mm-hmm. and like, yeah, who want to make this out to? Judy, you look great, that's great, and and signed them all, we got in the car, and we're leaving, and he did a segment with me, and I said, so what did you think? And he goes, I thought my segment would be longer.
Wow.
Wow.
He is a Glover.
True story. True story.
That's great. That's great.
So obviously you weren't inspired enough to follow in Dad's footsteps, right?
Maybe not stupid enough, but we'll call it inspired.
So what are the memories you have, buddy, going back?
So it's funny. I was kind of rolling through them today, and the one that stuck out the most, and it's not the not the quaintest, but it's one that I thought was pretty fitting, was remember the What's Dave Eating segment?
Sure.
Eating stuff on the air. So we did What's Nick Eating, and I think it was a cannoli I was eating, and a guy called in and said, hey, Nick, I think I know what you're eating. Is it my ball?
Oh, my
God. And I was like, eight, and I said, no. So if that yeah. guy's still listening, there's a punchline 16 years later for you. Oh,
it sounds about right.
Yeah, but no, honestly, truly, it's some of my best memories are being on the show, meeting everybody that's been on the show ever since. Truly, some of the best people I've ever met. I think you have maybe the best lineup you've ever had. It's been an incredible 20 years. It's been fun to grow up as the show's grown up, too.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling in, pal. Love you.
Of course. All right. Love you, too.
All right. See ya. The balls.
I bet you he can.
The DGS audience.
Yes.
Nick has, like, the perfect timing of being a kid when you started this show and then basically growing up with this show. You know, I would imagine he's seen it, like, everything, like, from the times where it was no big deal to going out and being constantly stopped every restaurant you guys go into. To have that unique perspective is pretty cool.
As opposed to Phoebe, who's just like,
yeah.
What private school am I going to?
Yeah.
I love playing the soundbite of Nick every time I get the chance.
Hello, this is Nick Glover. You're listening to My Daddy Show on 97.1, and he gave me $1 to save.
He sounded like Foster Juan. Brooks. Remember for the comedian who Juan.
So is Mark staying? Is he staying for
He doesn't appear to be moving.
Okay. I hope so.
Doesn't appear to be moving.
No,
that was it was my first question. When Rachel called, I go, and Tony? She goes, yeah, he's gonna be there. And
I'm this is just like 2010 all over again.
All over again.
Who the hell is Foster Brooks, Mark?
Foster,
he's a comedian from the 20s.
The 40s, but who's counting? So
only Mark Close can walk in and go, you want to see my wound?
Look
and
at
I
that.
Get and I get 100 people on Twitter going, the king is back. This is the greatest day
the return of
my life.
Of the king.
This is what we've been missing.
See? Can I tell you? Can't hold it back.
Yeah. I have to admit though, when he leads with I was playing handball with a dog.
Right.
You can't make
He's the greatest setup man in the history of radio.
So in the 5 o'clock hour, we're gonna hear from more of Dave's family, mm-hmm. including his mom.
Yes.
We are gonna kind of wrap up the day and give our thoughts on the last 20 years, and then we're gonna play part one of our interview with Tom Turbrock. That was so fun getting to do that the other day. I just sat and laughed the whole time while the three of you guys were just reminiscing over the past 20 years. And then we'll play more of that on the other side of the 6 o'clock hour. It's still not the whole thing, so we're going to be releasing a special podcast of the entire interview with Tom. So you guys need to go download that. Get our
I'm telling you.
Download
Can I tell you
up.
Something? Tony and Rach have been so excited about this individual podcast idea, and just like, that's a great idea, people are going to love it, and she just rolled it out and Close just took a big steaming dump on it. So perfect.
Yeah,
a podcast. People listen to that
all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.